Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome back to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online Bible, online radio show. I am your presiding minister, Angela McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie, here for another Saturday afternoon of lifting up the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and of course, the great I Am. I have to thank both of them for lifting my body up again this Saturday so that I may come back to you. And I appreciate you allowing me to come into your eardrums. You know, I love the people who listen live as well as I love the people who listen later. The ministry really appreciates your support. Okay, before we get started with the show, everybody knows from now until December the 24th, we will be doing nothing but celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus. He has a birthday just like the rest of us do, and so we're going to do our best to give him the glory and give him the honor. All right, some church announcements. Don't forget that December the 17th, Minister Kimberly Horvath will be back to with us to give us some Christian life coaching tips. So we're very excited to have her back on the show. Again, as I said before, on December the 24th, Christmas Eve, we will be broadcasting live. So if you have a kind of Christmas party or a celebration, maybe you can put us in the background and listen to some wonderful Christmas music. All right. Okay. Y4C, Youth for Christ, will not be broadcast in December, but we will come back strong in January. Look out for all the announcements on all the social medias as well as on the our email list. And speaking of email lists, if you're interested in joining our email list, I encourage everyone to go to the ministry's website, which is www.sistapoochie.com, and that's spelled SISTAPOOCHIE.com. There we have many resources for you. We will, beginning the first Wednesday in January, we'll be having online Bible study via Blog Talk Radio like we do the radio show, as well as we will be doing more webinars and adding more resources for you at the ministry's website. But there also is a place where you can send us your email address if you're interested in getting the updates from the ministry. Again, if you want to find out the contact information of anybody who's ever been on a show, there's an artist contact list, and I still challenge you all to pick one artist that you like and send them a note telling them how you feel about their music. A little kindness goes a long way, and you can really touch somebody's heart dearly by doing just that simple thing. Also, if your God so moves your heart because you love the cheerful giver, if you would donate to the ministry, we would appreciate you supporting us in that way as well. All the money that is received goes to the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we are 501c3, and so all of the donations are also tax deductible. All right, everyone. Again, that's enough for the church announcements. We're going to get rolling with the show because this is really packed. Like I said before, we are here to celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we always do the Christmas story in society, but we really need to learn the real story about Christ and about how he came into the world and the events that was happening around him as he was born. Last week I shared with you how the angel came to Joseph, and this is weeks I'm going to share with you about Herod, King Herod, who actually wanted to find Jesus in order to kill him. And again, as we go along, you'll be able to understand that. So if everyone will join me in Matthew 2nd chapter, 1st to the 12th verse, it goes like this. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judah, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all of Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all of the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. in Bethlehem in Judah, they replied, for that is written, that is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd for my people Israel. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out where the exact time and star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him. After they had heard the king, they went out on their way, and the star that they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother, Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presents, presented him with gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. Because King Herod only sent them out to find Jesus so that he may come and kill Jesus, the baby child. He actually put out a decree that all children under the age of two would be put to death. And so he sent out the men to find out exactly where Jesus was. So he said so he can worship him, but that wasn't what he meant, and God knew that. So angel appeared to the men that were looking for Jesus and told them, do not go back to Herod and report where Jesus is. Take another route. And that's how God works. He'll always keep us from all evil and anything that threatens to hurt us. All right. Now, next week we're going to come back with some more readings about the story of Jesus and his birthday and what was happening politically around his birthday. But for right now, we're going to start getting the celebration going. And we're going to enjoy a wonderful Christmas mix by DJ Frankie Vive. And let me tell you a little bit about him. DJ Frankie Vive is our resident DJ. If you want to contact him, you can contact him on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Frankie.Vive. You can also email him at vive210012@yahoo.com. Every Sunday, he mixes from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.959.com, and then again from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.andsoulwetrust.com. He also has a new show that has a live broadcast with Ustream every Tuesday between 8 and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, along with Minister Kimberly Hovac, who brings the Word of God. And you can catch them at www.themastersgroove.com. Okay, it's time for all of the saints and all of the children of God to begin to celebrate. Our Savior is born, and that's the best gift we can possibly receive. So sit back, get up, do whatever you have to do, and then just enjoy the dance mix by DJ Frankie Vive.
Hey, this is DJ Frankie Vibe, and I want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Christmas from DJ Frankie Vibe. Christmas, everybody, from DJ Frankie Vibe.
Our resident DJ, DJ Frankie Vibe, and if that didn't get you in the spirit of Christmas, I don't know what will. He hit every song that just moves your soul. That mix is actually for sale, in case you want to get a copy for yourself. And if you go to the ministry's website, which is www.sistapoochie.com, spelled SISTAPOOCHIE, under artist contacts, you will find the link where you can contact Frankie Vibe to get a copy of the mix. And also, don't forget to support his ministry on Sunday as well as Tuesday evening. And the information is there too. Well, we pray. R-A-Z. Dad and daughter. Pray together. Pray in the manger. And all enjoy it and welcome to the family. Thank you. All right. That was absolutely heartwarming. A new member of the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio family. That's D.D. Praise, P-R-A-Z. If you want to reach them, you can reach them at www.facebook.com/D.D. Praise. Also, they have an album for sale. And if you go to the ministry's website, www.sisterpoochie.com, that's S-I-S-T-A-P-O-O-C-H, i.e., and look under the artist context, you will find the link there also to purchase music or the entire album. All right, we're really moving along. This time is going by so fast. But next up on the mic, we have Catherine Kendrick with Silent Night. Right, that was Catherine Kendrick with Catherine. All you have to do is email the ministry's email address, which is sisterpoochie@sisterpoochie.com. I'm going to spell it one more time. That's sisterpoochie@sisterpoochie.com. And also, if you have any show, you also use that email address to submit your submissions. All right, next up, we're going to listen to the Cathedral Choir with Come All Ye Faithful.
Come, O Lord, hear our prayer.
beautiful sentiment. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. That was the Cathedral Choir, and you can reach them at www.drewscent.com. Everyone, this time has gone by so fast. I feel so blessed by all of the talent that was displayed on the show today. It really enriched my heart and enriches the ministry. And we thank you so much for sharing your God-given talent with us. As we're going forward, marching on to the Christmas Eve, to the birth of Jesus Christ, I want everyone to start really looking at the true story about what Christmas is all about and how Jesus came into the world. You can find that in the book of Matthew, first chapter. Today we read Matthew 2nd chapter, 1st through the 12th verse. And I would like everyone to reread that and get it in your heart and get it in your spirit. If you have any questions about anything, feel free to email spiritualcounseling@sisterpucci.com. The counselors will be overjoyed to help you to understand anything about the Bible. So I want everyone to have a blessed and wonderful evening. Have a wonderful week. And we're going to roll out like we always roll out with How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. Peace and love, everyone.